Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
I'm going to preach to me. Because you were so gracious to come, I'm just going to let you listen if you want to. I'm not going to force anybody. I need this more than you do. Because I tell you the truth about it. Can I be honest with you? Well, I'm going to anyway. I struggle with these issues just like you do. You're not going to shout with me, "Woo!" You say, "Brother Randy, I'm glad, you old sorry thing. I'm glad you're having problems because it makes it more real to me." Yeah. Yes, it's the truth. Your pastors, they have to live this same word that I'm talking about. So I'm not talking down to you. I'm preaching to me. Why? Because I know this works. But what the enemy tries to do, he tries to come at me. He tries to discourage me. In fact, you can catch yourself in a mind warp. Or mind lock. You can be facing an issue. I mean, an issue that seems like there's no way out of, and the enemy's like camped around about you, and all the thoughts you can think are just negative thoughts, horrible, horrendous things. How's this? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And all of that is designed by the enemy to keep me from remembering that all I got to do is obey the Bible, and it's going to work for me. But he tries to get me in a mind warp or mind lock in my thought processes, so I even forget that the Bible is still true. And you know, that's what he does to you. He starts painting a picture with the problem. And I'll tell you, he's got some broad brushstrokes. When he starts painting, brother, I'm telling you, they're not just little. I mean, just a little old molehill, the devil can turn into a mountain in a matter of about 13 seconds or less. And if you'll hang on to a few thoughts, brother, he'll get you out there. And I mean, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Remember Dad Hagin used to drive his car down the road. And he'd drive at night because his tires were about bald. And he thought they'd blow out in the heat of the day if he run them on the asphalt. And he didn't have the money, you know, and a lot of times didn't even have a spare, you know, unless because they was rationing gas and tires and all that stuff back then. And he said his tires would start singing to him, "What you going to do now? What you going to do now? What you going to do now?" He said the front would, you know, start out there and they're singing a duet to him. And then all of a sudden, he said the back end would go in and the tires would go to singing. And there'd be a, what you call that when you get four of them? Quartet, yeah. The quartet would start singing, "What you going to do now? What you going to do now?" In full, vibrant, brilliant harmony. I'm here to tell you, he didn't have a boom box in that day and the big old speakers that rattled the windows, but them tires was rattling inside that car. And he said that he would just take it as long as he could, then he'd say, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Nothing. I'm going to turn it over to God, and God's going to take care of it." What's he was doing? He had already prayed about it. He'd already believed God about it. He'd already set his faith about it. So he wouldn't need for him to worry about it. In fact, you remember one of the biggest issues that they talk about between him and Mom Hagin in their marriage growing up is Mom Hagin thought Dad Hagin was crazy. You know, women, do they still do that today? They say we operate out to one side of the brain, the man does, and the woman operate out the other side of the brain. The women just flat say they ain't got no brain. I'm here to tell you. But let me take up for us men, ladies, humor me a minute. In the beginning, God created the male species first. And we was perfect when we was first created. God put us to sleep and took part of our perfection out, and you better be glad he did. And the reason we're not perfect today is because you here. I'm here to tell you, if you wasn't here, we'd still be perfect. But when God took that part out of us, he did. You go back, it's in the Bible. I got chapter and verse for it. So we lost our perfection in the garden, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to put up with us. You ought to thank God for every day that we're goofed up. Thank God every day we're not perfect. Why? Because you wouldn't be here. That's why God put you here, is to help straighten us out. But don't be too hard on us. I'm telling you right now, y'all cut us some slack because we do need some help to get along. You know, they say men's gifted at tuning women out. I mean, this is what it is. We was in the brain syndrome. You know what I mean? We just this lost and that gone and anything. You got that part of the brain. It's not that we're tuning you out. We're just in another world. We're on the other side of our brain. We're going to get there after a while, so don't give up on us. Amen? Encourage your helpmate. I mean, if you have to, just look at your husband and say, in the name of Jesus, you're sweet. I say you're sweet in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I remember Zig Ziglar saying this one time. I can't improve on it, so I'll just repeat what he says. He said, if you treat your wife like an old nag, he said, why do you expect to have a racehorse? So it goes on the other side. You know, and I don't know how I get on this, but it's good, ain't it? You know what I mean? It goes in with being consistent. If you've consistently told your husband how dumb and stupid he is for 40 years, 30 years, or 20 years, after a while, he's going to believe it. And he's just going to act worse. He's going to act worse than he did before he did the beginning. Husbands, if you told your wife, oh, how she didn't know this, and why don't you just shut up and sit down, you know, and all that, And why are you so surprised after 25 years that she acts that way? Because Jesus said in Mark 11:23, you can have what you say. Watch what you speak over your lives. Watch what you speak over your spouse's life. Watch what you speak over your children's life. Watch it. Watch what you speak over your job. You know, people, they treat me hard. They treat me bad. My God, I don't. You know, every time I go in there, the boss man jumps on me. They always are picking on me. Why do you think you're having it? You done said it for 10 years. Jesus said you can have what you say. And if you keep saying it, that's what you're going to have. Start turning it around. Remember, the enemy wants us to be inconsistent. Yes, he wants us, yes, one day to be up on the, you know, everything's going good. We hear these good messages at church, and I know you'll call him a sweet thing till you get to Parkview anyway. Maybe to Parkland. Hallelujah. And you may call her the same, but I'm here to tell you, the enemy just has a way of working, don't he? But guess what? God helps us. Amen. We don't do it by ourselves. Consistency is the only key to success. So where do we struggle? Where do I have struggles? Put it like this, challenges, maybe a word, is my challenge in my life, and I believe that it's the same across the board, and I'm not trying to put somebody else in my shoes, but we face the challenge of being consistent. The things that we know that's going to help us the most, principles from God's Word, we start off doing them because we know that that's true because God's Word never changes. But in the process of walking out and being consistent, somehow we decide this thing ain't going to work. There's no way it's going to come to pass. And the enemy begins to work on us. Things and the pressures of life begin to come. Face things at the job, things go on in the family or the home. And then the next thing you know, I mean, you're not even practicing the principles. You're not reading the Bible. You're not praying. You're not studying. And this is not condemnation. I'm just telling you how the enemy works on us. If you got in a position where you slipped and tripped, God is merciful. He's gracious. He's not trying to beat you out of heaven. He's trying to draw you into there with Him. And I don't think we ever read, did we? We never did read the scripture over in Galatians, did we? But that was just practice. Since we practiced, turned back there. We'll be consistent. We'll go back to Galatians. Why? Because I want to share with you a verse that you know that fits right in with what we're talking about. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So what does the enemy try to do? He tries to get us in a situation that I've been doing this for so long now. I've been believing for so long. I prayed and I hadn't seen the results of it for so long. And if you don't watch it, you get weary in your mind. And you go to wondering, is God even working in this situation? Is this, you reckon it'll ever happen? Hey, I've been there. When I wondered, you know, I know that the Lord showed me some things. I know the Lord spoke to me some things. But I, after a long period of time, and some of it for years, I wonder if it's ever going to happen. And the enemy begins to work on me and get me out of that. And I have to gather myself up and say, wait a minute. Wait a minute. No, this ain't the way to think. Your thinking's wrong, buddy. Don't be start saying that. I'm talking to myself. Don't you start saying that. So if I can't say that, what these thoughts is coming to my mind, which I know is not correct, then what do I say? I say what the Word of God says about my situation. How often? Consistently. I just consistently say what God's Word says. But it said if you don't be weary in well-doing, what's going to happen? You're going to reap if you faint not. So I want to step out and do what the Word of God says. So where you're going to be challenged at probably more than anything else is in the area of being consistent. Any self-help program, any motivational type program, anything you go to, it's going to have that one underlying theme.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.